I'm going to talk about, no, this is not, this is the wrong notes. Sorry. I got excited. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I want to just kind of talk about, we talked about, on Wednesday, we talked about grace and placed in our situation, that God has graced everyone. And we want to look at a number of scriptures that are similar again. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And let's read from verse 12 right on down to verse 18. And I'm going to just kind of go over some of the stuff that we talked about last time. I want to just mention that last week we went over material that said that everyone here is graced by God. Everyone has been given gifts in their lives. Every one of you have been given something to serve God with. Maybe you don't know it yet, but there's a lot in you that God has put in you. So God has given you that not because you finished your grade 12 or went to university, not because you've been smart. God put something in you because He loves you and He wants you to serve His purpose. And we saw that in Scripture. But also, God put something in you to be somewhere. He put something in you so that you can serve somewhere. There is a place for everybody. God wants you to know in His Scriptures that God places you strategically in a certain place. And we're going to talk about how to find that place on our next time we talk together. But God puts gifts in you. And that gift can be used in a multitude of ways. That gift can be served. We talked about in Romans chapter 12. There's a lot of people in there that he talks about that has different ways to serve his community, his body. And that everybody has a certain thing about them that you fit where God wants you to be. And that you're equipped wherever you are supposed to be. And so our endeavor is to find out what gifts we have. And you can do that in a variety of ways. And you can make that gift work inside the church and outside in the community wherever you are. And to become an effective member of His body. To be a blessing wherever He leads you. And so I'll mention some of that as we go along again. Let's go to verse 12, 1 Corinthians 12. For as the body is one and had many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. Everybody say baptized. Now he's not talking about water baptism. There's three kinds of baptism that we should be all familiar with in the church. First of all, the first baptism is when you got born again, God took your spirit and dunked you into His body. He infused you into the body. He totally put you into the body of Christ. You're inside of His body. Your whole being, not just half of you, all of you. So that means the word baptism means to be completely immersed into, to put into. So God took you when you got born again, you said, Jesus, become my Lord. At that very moment, God took, by the Holy Spirit, put you into the body. So right now, as it is, you're in the body of Christ. You are part of the body. And God strategically puts you somewhere. He didn't just say, you know, it didn't just fall in anywhere, wherever it fell. No, God puts you strategically into a certain place. And we talked about last week that we talked about a good toe couldn't make a good finger. Even if a toe took training lessons, it still couldn't be a good finger. Imagine if your fingers were toes. Right? Even if you painted it and did all kinds of stuff, try to make it look like a finger, that toe is no good other than right down there. That's where it should be. So, as a Christian, you should not try to be somebody else. Just because it looked good on somebody. You are supposed to be where God wants you to be and to do what God wants you to do. So we shouldn't just try and become a finger if you're a toe. Okay, so we talked about that last week, and that toe is effective where it should be. So for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we are Jews or Gentiles, whether we are bond or free. We have all been made to drink into one Spirit, for the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I'm not of the hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I'm not the eye, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would the smelling? But now God has set every member, every one of them in the body as it pleased him. So our text scripture is found in verse 18. But now God has set every member, every one of them in the body as it pleased him. So God himself put you strategically where he wanted you. He set you in. He graced you. He gifted you. He led you. He placed you into a place. I believe that there's a lot of people that are out there and maybe in another church that should be here. For whatever reason, they've chosen to take themselves and planted them somewhere else. And so I believe that according to the scripture, that's why I believe it. Because God strategically places you where you should be. And we're going to see something here that I believe is going to help you today. That we're all gifted. Everybody say, we're all gifted. So every one of you is a gift. You're welcome to be where you should be. I mean, you'll find more welcome there because you belong there. So last week we talked about graces to serve in his body, and we're to be somewhere helping the church of God. You should be here regularly. We talked statistically. I read somewhere that people attend church only twice a month. And if they miss that 1 month, then you don't see them. If they miss 2 weeks, then you see them. You don't see them for 2 months. But that's not you. I said, that's not you. You are different. And this is a way of life for you. This is not something that you have to do, but it's something you want to do. And you want to serve God and in his community. So we are all gifted. We're all placed by God himself. Everybody say, God placed me. So by the Spirit of God, he leads you places. And I believe we talked last time. This lady here, let me put your hand up for a second. This lady said, God led her here. You know how many times I heard that over my lifespan as a pastor. But I believe this woman. We sat down with her. He said, I believe that God led me. The very first day I came here, I felt that warmth. I felt the reception. I felt the people. I felt the love here that I felt that this is where I should be. So I believe that God strategically placed her here for a reason. And so God didn't just randomly place you anywhere you thought you might fit. You know, I think I'll just go over here. And then we have a lot of people in the body of Christ are kind of wandering around. You know, we have this mentality. Let me just explain something for our people. I'm First Nations people. And I notice about our people, we kind of just like have churches in a hotel, and there's no set thing. You know, you just show up whenever you want. Even the musicians, you know, if you happen to be a musician, you just show up and you start playing guitar. No question about how you were living that week or what you've been doing. Or whether you're a giver, a tither, or a share, you just go ahead and show up. But that's not how it should be. I mean, you just didn't go and sleep somewhere yesterday and Hey, guys, I was going to sleep over here. Although sometimes First Nations, you know, in our community, you know, we can do that sometimes. We're just kind of friendly that way. But we kind of put up with each other. So I believe that God strategically places pastors in a place where they can work with people. Like, it's not my responsibility to pray for all your individual prayers. You are responsible to pray for your own family, to pray for what God's leading you and what God's talking to you about. It's not my responsibility. My responsibility is to help pray with you and to believe God for you generally for different things that I, as a pastor, should pray for your healing and your protection and in general. But you are to fight for those things. You have your own faith fight. So I have a reason, you know, when I talk about sometimes God will put somebody in my heart and I would pray for them. But generally it's, you know, we pray for each other all the time. We should pray for each other. We do. And I've seen that happening here. But God placed you perfectly. There is a perfect place for all of us where we should be. And it not because it just pleases you in some traditional, cultural way, but where God placed you, where He wanted you. And sometimes you can be uncomfortable because sometimes culturally we don't always seem to want to fit somewhere, but God placed you a certain place where He wanted you. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, in verse 7, it says in there that all are gifted in God. We're all gifted in God. Can you put it there, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 7? He says, "For I wish that all men were even as I myself, but each one has his own gift from God." I want to emphasize that each one has his own gift, that God has gifted every one of you the way He planned it. So we can't just say, "God, please make me a leader of whatever or put me over here." No, we have to pray, "God, where will you want me to be? What do you want me to be?" And I was pursuing a certain career. Like the Apostle Paul, he was pursuing his own career. I was pursuing a certain career when the Lord intercepted me and spoke to me that I should be in the ministry. Now, I didn't want to be in ministry because I thought it wasn't really cool to be a pastor, to be a minister. I thought, who wants to be a pastor? I thought, that's not cool, man. I want to be some kind of executive somewhere and have alligator shoes or something. But, you know, we have this mentality. So all of us have our own gifting. Everybody say, "I'm gifted." Say, "I'm gifted from God." Say, "God strategically placed me somewhere." So you are a factor in people's lives. I want to tell you how happy I feel when I see people come to church. I might not ever tell you that, but when I see you, it lifts my spirit. When I don't see you, well, I can't tell you what happens. Okay, but I'm praying for you. When I say, "I'm praying for you." You ever notice that people will say that to you when they're mad at you? "I've been praying for you." Romans chapter 4, verse 7. This is something, a little review from last week. But it's good to have reviews. All right? Because some of you didn't have the review. You weren't even here. So let me just show you. Everybody has to start the same. Ernie, is there chicken on today? No, okay. Did we find Ephesians, guys? I'm sorry. I've got to go back here again. Ephesians 4, 7. You need a little bit. You know what, Pastor Dave, you need some help professionally. So I'm going to help you. I'm going to send you my notes. I know by the Spirit you couldn't catch it, but it's going to come to you in about maybe 5 minutes. It'll just kind of flow in. So did you find Ephesians 4:7? So, but each one of us, grace was given. So I want to use this word grace here because this is what it really means in a lot of places. Empowered to serve and gifted. Everyone was graced. You didn't have to work for this gift. You didn't have to go to university and study for 7 years. You didn't have to pray real hard. People say, you got to pray real hard. You know, there's no such thing as praying real hard. You ever see something like that? You go to the prayer room and everybody's going, what are you guys doing? Oh, we're praying real hard. And all crunching, their teeth are all kind of smashed up. And anyway, so grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. In other words, God decided that, Jesus decided that, and he's going to require you to give account. One day he's going to give it. You're going to have to give. Romans, 1 Corinthians says that one day you'll stand before Jesus. He'll ask you, "What did you do?" You just say, "Well, I don't know." He said, "I sent Roma Fisher down there to tell you, to show you." "Well, where were you? "Well, I was working in the bush, or whatever." So God, this gift, God requires you that you are a steward of God's gifts. So let's go to the next verse of Scripture. So everyone. So everybody here is gifted. Everybody. We did say Romans. Where are you going? I guess you're getting started. Romans 12:3. So everyone is graced with a gift. So for I say through the grace given to me, in other words, Paul said, even myself, I've been given grace. He says, the grace given to me, to everyone among you. To everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one the measure of faith. There's two outstanding things that I want you to remember in this verse of Scripture. Number one, that God has graced us, gifted us, each one of us. Now, he's talking about the body of Christ. If you read the rest of the verses of Scripture, and you'll understand that he's talking about his body. His body. In other words, he's given you this grace. In other words, you don't have to, try to formulate or to manufacture something in yourself that you're not. But God has already preordained the gifting in you. Your job is to find out what it is. You know, we tell children, "Oh, honey, you can be anything you want. You can be a baseball star. You can go to become a movie actor. You can become a scientist." Well, that's not true. They need to be who what God wants them to be. Our question should be telling our children, find out who God wants you to be and be that. You know, grace, I say the grace given to me and to every man among you. In other words, grace is given to everyone. Say, grace is given to me. Now watch this. You can't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. Doesn't mean you can't think well of yourself and think big about yourself, but don't think too highly. Sometimes some people are in one ditch or the other ditch. Remember, I'm no good. I'm not good to anybody. I'm just the best. I'm so great. I don't know where to be. Because no one's as great as I am. You know? So you should be in the middle somewhere and say, you know what? I should be where I should be in God. You know what Popeye said? "I am what I am." Okay? And he read after the Apostle Paul. "I am what I am." You know? So, but to think soberly, you can be so drunk with the world's thinking that you get lost. That's what he's talking about. So, but as God has dealt to everyone the measure of faith. In other words, when you got born again, God put a gift in you, but also God put faith in you to work in that area. That you don't have to get 20 scriptures. Like, I don't have to get 25 scriptures to operate as a pastor. That's what God gave me faith to become a pastor. I'm a pastor because I believe I could do it because it's already in there. I'm equipped with it. Like your car comes equipped with certain things. You get in your car and you, you know, you get in your car, I don't know, do you, everybody has air conditioning? Everybody got a heater? Yeah? So everybody has air conditioning, got a heater, but if you don't have one, it's hard. Right? It's really hard. I remember driving my old Ford, we had no heater, hardly worked, and there's no air conditioning. You have to open up the windows, and all your hairdo gets all messed up. That's why they had grease in your hair back in the 60s and 70s. And everybody's like just stuck down there. So you have faith. Everybody has faith to operate in that area. So you have to learn to say, you know, I'm gifted and I can just operate in this area. And God granted me this. I believe I can do this. Every one of us. And so if you're having a hard time with it, maybe perhaps you're not called to that certain area. If you're getting stressed out and all that, maybe God didn't call you to that area. And once you know where you're supposed to be in the body of Christ, you just function there. Woohoo! Wonderful. You're just happy to go working for the Lord. Now, let's go to 1 Peter 4:10. We've seen this scriptures before, but let's go and do it again. 1 Peter 4:10. And today we only have time to review this stuff. We won't be able to get into our other office. We're going to show you this over here. Can you see this, everybody? This quote says, as each one has received a gift. Everybody's received a gift. Now, what is he saying over here? Look at it. Minister it to one another. Turn to your neighbor. Say, I'm going to minister this gift to you. Turn to your other neighbor. Say, I'm going to use my gift on you. That's what it is, really. You know, I'm going to minister this gift to you. In other words, I'm going to serve you. Everybody say, I'm going to serve you. Say, I'm going to serve you, Lord. So that's what he says. Minister to one another as good stewards. I remember reading this verse of scripture when we were years ago on Court Street or over there on Seacourt, ministered as good stewards of one another. And we talked about being a good steward of your finances. And this little boy went home and said, Pastor, I wonder why Pastor keeps talking about me. His name was Stuart. He told his mom, you know, Pastor keeps talking about, mentions my name in service, he says, because he saw the scripture. Okay, so good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Here's that word again. We're graced with it. We see this word over and over and over, graced with this magnificent power of God in us to serve in the ministry. It's 12:01 right now. That's what they tell me. We'll close in a few minutes, but not before that. So, in Ephesians, let's go to Ephesians chapter 2, and let's read verse 1, and we'll read several scriptures. We see this grace working in the life of the believer. God preordained many years ago that he preordained, he put a gift in you, and he equipped you with faith to operate in that area. You don't have to do a lot. It's good to hook up with a church who will help you understand that. Because they're not going to teach you this at Lakehead University. They're not going to teach you this in any other university but this university over here of the Bible, Scripture. Right? And you had he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and power of the air. The Bible calls the devil the prince and power of the air. See, there's the heavenlies above us where there's demon activity and they want to interfere in your life. And so, but we've been raised above them powers. We've been raised far above those powers. And we don't have to be afraid of them. See? Okay, so the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among also we also had a conversation or a manner of lifestyle in time past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, Everybody say, God is rich in mercy. For his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins. What did he do? Had he quickened us together with Christ. I told you that this morning when the Holy Spirit was sent down there to pick up Jesus. He quickened Jesus and made Jesus alive. You know, the Bible said Jesus died not only physically, he died spiritually first with your sin. And he died, he was separated from the Father God, and he went down as if you went down. He went down there for us. He was dead spiritually, separated from his Father. He said, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? That's you and me. He took our place, and he went down. And the third day, he quickened them by his Spirit. And the moment he quickened Jesus down there, when he took us all down there from the cross, when you believed in Jesus, he took you down there, and he raised you up together. And now you've been quickened with Jesus. When he quickened Jesus, you were quickened with him. And he graced you and gave you faith and made you stand with Jesus at the right hand of the Father. Now, as we read the scripture some more, is somebody getting something out of the scriptures? Now watch this. Even when we're dead in sins, had he quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. You didn't have to do anything for God so that he'd send the Holy Spirit and raise up Jesus or do anything for Jesus. You didn't do anything. God did it when you were still in your sin. It is the grace of God. It's God gave you that free. And he gave you the gifts he placed in you for free. And we talked about that some gifts that people take to the world and the merchandise it to the world, you know, but it shouldn't be. So, by grace you are saved. Notice this, and had raised us up together. When he raised Jesus, he raised us up with him, made us sit together, and we're sitting together in heavenly places in Christ. That's our position right now. That in the ages to come, notice this, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. The grace of God. We said last week, we're all graced. God wants to show us, he's going to show the whole world and us the riches of his grace, his kindness to us, towards us through Christ Jesus. So we're graced to be in a place. Grace is a huge word in the Bible. So God graced us in this life. God is so gracious to all of us, his children. With this grace, we can't do anything that God wants us to do. We can do whatever he says to be. By grace and the place that God puts us in, he did it by himself. He graced us not because of what we have done for him. You know, we say that all the time, as I mentioned, you know, honey, you can be anything you want to be, and we want to be encouraging. Yes, indeed, to a great degree, but not all. You know, the Bible says, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain. Some people are working, but it doesn't belong in the kingdom of God. It's not going to amount to anything in the kingdom of God. So by grace are we saved through faith and not of yourself. Ephesians 2:8 says, it is a gift of God. This salvation, this grace, in verse 2:8 says, this grace is a gift of God. This grace, but we're saved through faith. We believe, by faith. So grace is a gift. This grace has been given to each one of us to serve him in his purposes. Notice Ephesians 2:10, for by we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So these good works, God planned a long time ago. He planned these good works, but he's also equipped us for those good works and to give us faith to operate and walk in those areas where he said to walk into. God planned beforehand or before ordained that we should walk in them. So each one of us has to understand that God has a certain lifestyle for us that he wants us to walk in. Ephesians, we talk about that. So I just want to emphasize this morning that we all are graced with something God has put in us, His grace. And so I know that you'll see to that. You'll ask God, Lord, what is it that you place in me? What is it you want me to do? What is it you want me to serve? So I want you to search your heart and say, God, you know, these scriptures just prove to me that you've graced me with something. I want you to show me. So I want you to all stand up as you close this service this morning. It's been a long service, but it's been good. Amen? But I believe that God will show you. God will show you where your grace is. God has put that in you. Hallelujah. How many people would say, thank God I'm graced? Amen? There's things inside of you right now that God put in you. And you're not going to have any problem serving Him. Every one of you, God wants you to know, every one of you, every one of you, every one of you, Kinawea, everybody, every person God has placed in you, God already ordained a certain place where you should be. You don't have to fight your way. You don't have to try to prove to somebody. Let me tell you something. With that grace, God's going to show you. He's going to show you something. I believe with all my heart. I believe with all my heart. I don't have a shadow of a doubt that God will reveal to you. And don't run ahead of Him. If He shows you something, don't just run ahead of Him and all of a sudden you start the evangelistic ministry next week. Worldwide Healing Center. It takes a while to develop certain things. Jean, you know, we won't be traveling right away. We told Jean last week that she's going to have a worldwide ministry, healing, miracles, and signs and wonders. And Grace Pearson, worldwide singing ministry. We talked about that last week. She's going to play the keyboard. Amen. Jerry's going to run a marathon. Become the world's oldest marathon runner. And record flat. Hey, Jerry, you used to run that marathon. But God's going to renew your strength. But each one of us, each one of us is gifted. I want you to close your eyes for a moment and just talk to God. Lord, there's people in here that felt left out. They felt left out somehow. Someone told them they're not gifted. Something happened in their life where they felt that they weren't worthwhile. But I want them to know, Father, I'm praying for every one of them that you have a place for each one of them. You preordained it. You already ordered it. You've made it available. And you've put us together in this church today to help us together to find where would be most useful. Thank you for helping us. And that you love every one of these people. Every one of those people. Every one of us. It's a supernatural power of God. So we thank you for the anointing of the Spirit of God right now, changing and adjusting people, adjusting their minds, adjusting their emotions, and adjusting their situations and putting them where they should be. And I want to thank you, Lord God, that every assignment that's been put out against them by the enemy, we break that power over them. We stand together. We break the enemy's power to shorten their lives, to distract them in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for every one of them, that they'll serve with purpose. And they're going to be just so happy to come and serve. Because there's something purposeful about it. Something meaningful about it. Something valuable. They feel valued. They feel esteemed. They're lifted up. They feel like they belong somewhere. And we know that everyone here, there's a strategic place for them to be. So I thank you for that. With every eye closed, every head bowed, I want to ask people in this room right now, if you've been away from God, and you've been struggling, I want to ask you right now, if that's you, Lift up your hand right now. I'm going to pray for you right now, wherever you are. Lift your hand. You say, I've been struggling. I need prayer. Anybody here like that? In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, ma'am. Anybody else? Thank you. Thank you back there in Jesus' name. Put your hand back down. Anybody else besides these ones? Thank you, ma'am. Anybody else? Somebody has been struggling in the name of Jesus. God does not want you to be left out. And remember how I was. If you're not honest, God can't help you. God can help everybody, but not a dishonest person who does not want to be, you know, pointed, you know, whatever you feel like, you know, you feel proud that you can't say, I need help. You need help. If you need help, you need help. The Bible says, if a man needs something or a woman, let him say it. That's you. Can I pray with you? I'm going to ask you right now. Those of you that raise your hand, I want to pray with you. Come on, get out of your chair right now. I'm going to pray with you right now in Jesus' name. If that's you, you raise your hand. Come quickly. Come out of your chair and stand right here in front of me. I'm going to pray with you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to wait for you right now. We're all going to pray and believe God. Something supernatural is going to take place in your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, ma'am. Anybody else besides this brave woman? I've seen several hands lifted up. Get out of your chair. Come on. Thank you. Anybody else? We're going to believe God with you. It's going to be a change. If you're serious about this, thank you, Lord. Thank you, ma'am. There's a place for every single person. Every single person. When you're set in place emotionally, something happens on the inside of you. It just sets its course. It's like an internal something inside changes on the inside of you. In Jesus' name. I want everybody here believing with us. Stretch forth your hand towards the altar, the front here. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for these individuals that have said, I don't want to be the way I am by myself anymore. I want to join in. I want to be a part of the body of Christ. And I want to serve you purposely. I want to serve you with all my heart. Yes, ma'am. You go ahead. Let it out. Let Jesus come in your life right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, can you pray in the Holy Ghost? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, braki sindama na deshi. Oh, braka samba deshi. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I want to thank you for these people that have stood out and said, yes, I'm making a change. I need help. I'm praying for them right now. Father, I pray that everything that needs to be put in place is put back into place. Every assignment that has been put out by the enemy has been destroyed by the power of God. Change around your situation. Coming back to a place where you need to be. Can we pray this together, guys? What is your name, ma'am? What is your name?
Natalie.
And Jackie and Enid. Father, I'm going to pray with these women right now. Can you say God? Say Jesus. Thank you for gifting me salvation and a place for me where I should be. I'm honored to be part of the body of Christ, to serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'll use my gift to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you for bringing me here to Faith City Church, for showing me what I need to do. And now, I believe my assignments will be given to me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you so much. Glory to God. We thank God for you. There's a little book. I have a little booklet that's called it's called Being in Your Place or something like that, Serving God in Your Local Fellowship. So I want to give you that book. This is a salvation book, but what is that book? Well, we can give you my book, too. You want my book? Would you like my book? Okay, we'll give you my book. No, there's a book called Serving God in Your Place, right? You know, it's a little book. You guys don't want to read my book all day long. I mean, you gotta start off with something easy. Praise God. I thank God for you today. I believe that God led you here. I was praying for you this morning. And I asked God to pull you in here and make arrangements for you to be here. In the name of Jesus, and you too. And you too. You were never going to come this morning. Praise God. Amen. Yeah, last minute, I tell you, I said, Lord, grab her right now. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, you could have this one. Empowered to Serve. Bless you. Thank you, Lord God. But there's another book that's coming to you. In the name of Jesus. Here's the salvation book for you. Read this and give somebody else these. We're coming up with all kinds of books today, huh? See, these people who didn't stay back there, they could have got books everywhere. You can sell this book, too, and make money. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we dismiss everybody. In Jesus' name, amen. Give them guys a hand. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Those of you that are watching online, wherever you are, I want to tell you that God loves you. We love you here. And if you say the prayer of salvation, we want to let you know that we want to send you something to help you in your spiritual walk. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.